Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum, and welcome to the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Today being the 25th of Safar 1447, corresponding to Wednesday the 20th of August 2025. Alhamdulillah, the weather is getting a bit warmer now. We are exiting the winter period and we're entering into the spring period, Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala bless each and every one of us. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You tune into Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, today we're going to be discussing the topic on the very essence of our deen, and that is the character and the conduct towards your fellow Muslims or a fellow human being. Remember that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was or is rahmatul lil alameen. He was a mercy unto mankind, and not only to Muslims but unto mankind. Our deen Islam is more than just rituals. It is a way of life. It is a way of sincerity, respect and mutual love. And our treatment towards our fellow human beings, especially our Muslim brothers and sisters, is a direct reflection of our iman. Now we're going to be diving into the topic and we're going to explore how to treat others with respect. And what does it mean to be a true respectable Muslim? And what traits that defines a true believer, a true mu'min? And our guide, the timeless wisdom of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarak of our beloved Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us look at the Quran and what does the Quran say. The Quran establishes the foundation of all our interactions with a single and a powerful verse. So from Surah Hujarat, ayat number 10, إِنَّ عَمَالَ مُؤْمِنُونَ إِقْوَةٌ. The believers are but a single brotherhood. Now this verse is our starting point. Means regardless of our background, our race, where we come from, you know, all those kinds of things. As Muslims, we are bound together by a single bond of iman. And when our brothers and sisters are in dire need, just like how our brothers and sisters in the besieged enclave of Palestine, and our brothers and sisters in Syria, Yemen, all the war-torn countries, we feel their pain. We feel their pain because why? If one part of the ummah is hurt, it's like a body. When one part of the body is hurt, the whole body is hurt. And the believers, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that in the believers, in their mutual kindness, compassion and sympathy are like one body. When one limb of it aches, the whole body reacts with sleeplessness and fever. This is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. On our individual well-being, is tied to the well-being of our community. And with this in mind, we're going to look towards how to treat others, not just by choice, but it is our fundamental duty to treat others with respect, to talk to them with respect. Just like how when we go for Umrah or for Hajj, and we're standing in front of Baytullah, Makkah al-Mukarramah, we are standing with only two pieces of cloth or two pieces of towel, whatever the case is. But the social status and your hierarchy is diminished. In the eyes of Almighty Allah, the janitor and the CEO are the same. They all hold the same status because Allah Ta'ala is the supreme being. He is the Almighty, the giver, the sustainer, the nourisher. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made it very clear on how we should treat other people. He outlined 6 specific rights that every Muslim has over another. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the rights of a Muslim upon the other Muslims are six. And it was said, oh, what are they, O Nabi of Allah? When you greet a Muslim, when you greet him with salam. Look how peaceful it is. He says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace and blessings be upon you. When he invites you to his home, accept it, respond it, respond to it. When you see, when he seeks your advice, give him good advice. Advice that will benefit him, not something that will hurt him or put him on the wrong path. Rather, give him a good advice. If he's going off, or if he has gone off track, give him that sound advice and tell him, my dear respected brother, you are doing this here. This is what you need to do. Help him, guide him, but speak to him in a decent monotone. Don't be harsh, because sometimes when you speak to somebody in a harsh tone, it'll hurt, it'll pierce their heart, not realizing what damage you can do to the person. And when they sneeze, they say, Alhamdulillah, you must reply, Ya Rahamakullah. And you should say, Ya Hadikumullah. And when he becomes sick, visit him. And when he passes away, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, follow his janaza. This is narrated in Muslim and Abu Dawood. Now beyond these six rights, as a true Muslim, a Muslim will always wish for their brother, best for their brother, what they wish for themselves. And that's the thing that we must always remember. When you see somebody, you must wish them better. Or if you are blessed, Allah Ta'ala bless you in whatever you have. You should make dua for them. That Ya Allah, you have blessed me. Bless this brother of mine. Make special dua for them. And the best form of love is when you make dua for your Muslim brother in their absence. This means that we must genuinely desire goodness for others and actively avoid hurting them with our words or actions. By speaking to them, it'll hurt them if you speak harshly to them, because the tongue has no bone. It's the softest part of the body, but it can cause the most damage. May Allah Ta'ala protect each and every one of us. Ameen. Whilst our actions are important, a true Muslim's character goes deeper. You know, a person who has the akhlaq, good character, piety, and the way they behave will say a lot about the person, even if you don't interact with them. But when you look at their character and look at them, their demeanor and how they behave will say a lot about the person. And that's why we can never judge a person. The judging is not for us. No. The ultimate judge is Almighty Allah. Because on the day of Qiyamah, we will be standing in front of Almighty Allah and will be answerable for our actions. Therefore, we should live this life in accordance to the Sharia and the Quran. Now, when we look at honesty and trustworthiness, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was known as Al-Amin and As-Sadiq, the truthful and the trustworthy. Even before Nabuwat, a true Muslim does not lie, does not deceive, nor does he betray another person's trust. This is the bedrock of all relationships. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a hypocrite is known by three traits when he speaks. When he speaks, he lies. When he makes a promise, he breaks it. And when he is entrusted with something, he betrays that amana, that trust. So, that is narrated in Bukhari and Muslim. So let's look at these three things. When we speak, we should always speak the truth. Even if the truth is bitter, rather say it, and it breaks no friendship. You rather tell a person the harsh truth than covering it and sugarcoating it with a sweet lie. Why must we tell a person, if we speak to them, that what is right, haq is haq. We'd rather tell them the truth on their face and say, this is the story. Don't do things or say things that will, you know, make them happy, in a sense. Rather, you'd rather be straight and up and forward with them and tell them, listen, this is where you're going wrong. This is what you need to change. Whether they like it, whether they don't like it, you know, that it's completely up to them. But you know, you as a person, you as a Muslim, you did your duty. And tell them that, you know what, you mustn't speak lies. Because from one lie to another lie to another lie, a 10-day rogue will get caught one day. So that's why you rather tell the truth, whatever it is. You rather put it out there and, you know, you got it off your chest. Now imagine if you're sitting with something, you want to tell one so-called white lie. From white lie, then you must think of another lie and another and another. Now that is not a Muslim. We were taught, and it is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a trait of a hypocrite is when he speaks, he lies. Now imagine Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying that a hypocrite is known by three traits, that when he speaks, he lies. Now, would you be wanted to be classed as a hypocrite? No. And when you make a promise, fulfill the promise. Keep to the promise. Say that, listen, this is what I'm going to do. Give your word and keep to it. Don't say, oh, you know what, this happened, that happened, and come up with all lies. No. Rather, keep to your promise. If you can't make it, just say, listen, this is the date, or whatever the case is. You are being honest. And when someone gives you an amana, whatever it is, be it monetary value, whether somebody told you to keep something, just like yesterday, Mufti Saab was mentioning on the bliss of marriage, with regards to a question when they're given an amanat, and then when the person comes back, then he said that he used it, and this and that. No, it was an amana, it was entrusted to you, given to you, not for you to go and splunge on it, or use it without that person's permission. A true Muslim knows how to control his anger, and he practices sabr, even when provoked. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. Have patience, you know. There's a dua also that we sent out some time back. Dua, when you get angry. You know, especially, you know, when it comes to Ramadan. And, you know, they say that they blame such a Mubarak thing. They say, no, the fast got me. How can you blame the fast? That's where we learn how to control our anger, control our nafs. We should do that there. We should control ourselves. Because yes, you know, that hunger, but it's for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. We should control it, hold it in, and don't be angry. Even if someone is provoking you and needling you, no. Learn to be calm, learn to be patient. The Quran praises those who restrain the anger and pardon the people, forgive them. This was mentioned in Surah Ali Imran, verses 135. A mu'min is not arrogant, nor is he harsh. They are humble and gentle in their interactions. Whenever they interact with a person, they have a soft speech. They speak with humility. You know, they don't scream and shout. No. A Muslim does not scream and shout and go on and start raising their voice and this and that. No. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Allah has revealed to me that you must be humble so that no one boasts to another and no one oppresses another. Allah has revealed to me, that is Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you must be humble so that no one boasts to another or no one oppresses another. We should never oppress anybody. This narrated in Hadith Muslim. Respect is not something that is demanded, that you demand. It is something that you earn through your character and your action. Respect is earned over time. You know, when you interact with people, you gain their trust, you gain their respect. But once something happens, you break their trust. And you know, the years of trust and the years of building that relationship and the respect and honor, it can break in a moment. That's why we should be very careful for our words in what we say and how we interact with people, because it can be very detrimental. It can break such a thing. It'll be very hard for you to gain that person's trust again. That's when we go back to what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the three traits of a hypocrite. When he is entrusted with something, he betrays that trust. Trust is very important. Trust is so important, my dear respected listeners. It takes years of building. You just can't go up to a person, right? You see, there's many people who are so close that if you go to their house, or if that person goes to the house, for example, right, and he says, you know what, I want to borrow your car for a weekend, or you want to borrow your car for 2 weeks, the person will say, yeah, no problem. Why? Because they built their trust over years. We just can't go to somebody's house randomly and say, you know what, I want to stay in your house. Now, these are all examples, right? We can't do that because, firstly, the person won't even know who you are. And you haven't interacted with that person. And they won't know what type of a person you are. But if you build that trust over years, maybe 10, 15 years relationship with that person, it's a bond that has been solidified. And the person knows you, who you are. That's why they can just do anything like that there. And it also comes down to your character and your akhlaq and how you behave and conduct yourself. So that's why we should treat other people with utmost respect. You know, when a person passes away and you hear people talk of them, you say, you know what a beautiful person he was or she was. You know, their character, they never spoke harshly. Now look at that day when a person passes away, demise, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannat al-Firdaus. And such words have been spoken of them. Won't the family feel proud? Or the son will feel proud to say, my father had such a good character. He was so admired in the public. He may not have had the most of the wealth, he might have not been the wealthiest of person or people, but in his heart, he had a heart of gold. And people say that, you know, your father was like this, your father was like that there. You as a child feel so proud to say, you know what, I am so-and-so's son. Or I am so-and-so's daughter. You know, you feel proud, you feel happy. Even if it goes for your mother who has passed away, you feel proud that, you know what, they speak so highly of my mother. Allah Ta'ala grant all the marhumin Jannatul Firdaus and fill the kabar with noor and grant and forgive them for all their sins. Ameen. Now, when you're respecting others and to be respected, you must first show that respect, because if you speak harshly to somebody, you don't expect that if a person speaks harshly to you, are you going to show that person respect? Because you as a person are being disrespected. How can you give that person the same honor when you are being disrespected? You have that izzat, you have the, when I say pride, I mean you have your self-confidence, your self-pride that, you know what, I cannot be disrespected like this here. I can't be spoken to anyhow. I can't be spoken like a small child, you know? So respect is you give what you get. How you speak to a person, that's how that person is going to retaliate. It's obvious, it's like a mirror. When a person speaks harshly to you, you're going to speak harshly back to them. But to be respected, you must show respect first. And this means respecting the dignity of every person, regardless of their background or status. Regardless of where they come from, which part of the world, what type of social status they have in this world, we must always respect them no matter what it is, and always speak with humility. Be calm with them. You know, try and understand them, where they are coming from. Showing respect to our elders is a command from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that he is not from us who does not have mercy on the young and does not recognize the honor of his elders. He is not from us who does not have mercy on the young and does not recognize the honor of the elders. This is narrated in Tirmidhi. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also said that the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets, meaning that they have gained so much knowledge and that it has been passed down from generation onto generation. If you look at the Sanad, you know, when you speak to people and you look at their Sanad, and their Sheikh, their Ustad, their Ustad, their Ustad, and it goes up right up till Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's why you look at our pious ulama, ulama haqqani, ulama rabbani, those people, our elders, if our predecessors, you look at their Sanad, you look at their lineage, their spiritual lineage, where it goes, who was their Ustad, who was their teachers, and you will notice that everything links back to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that's why when a person is a ulama, when a person is a mufti or a mulana, you know, because they have studied so many years in an institute to gain that knowledge from Quran, Sunnah, Ahadith, is not easy. 6-7 years of your life to study and to go into the path of Almighty Allah. Allah will reward you. Allah reward all our ulama that are striving for the path of deen. You know, going to different countries, going to many parts of the world to spread Islam in the four corners of the world. Islam commands justice when you're respecting all humanity. Islam commands us, commands justice and kindness to all people, regardless of their faith. For to be a Muslim, you must first be a human being. You must respect the people. You just can't go around talking to anybody anyhow because of your social status. No. You must learn to have that respect. Because remember, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was or is Rahmatul Lil Alameen. Mercy unto mankind, not mercy unto Muslims. He was a mercy unto mankind. And there's many stories of how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated people from other faiths, be the Christians, Jews, whatever the case is. Look at the king of Abyssinia. Because of the character of the Sahaba Ikram when they were seeking refuge in Abyssinia, and they spoke of the Quran, from the Quran about Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the king was so astonished and they came with such humility. They never boast and say, you know what, I'm a Muslim, I'm better than you and this and that. No. They spoke the word of Allah. They spoke the word of Allah. And it captivated the king's heart that the king gave them refuge and told them that they can stay in the city as long as they want. Look at that. Because of their character and their dignity and how they spoke, they never speak harshly, they spoke with humility. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that we spoke about the scholars. My dear respected listeners, you know, we've come to the end of our show. It's gone 20 minutes to 11 Central African time. And we say Jazakallah Khairan to you for joining us on the show and discussing how to treat others with respect and humility and how to behave and the character as a Muslim. Because remember, when we go out into this world, we go out in public, we are not carrying your name. You're not carrying your father's name. You're carrying the deen of Islam. Because your character, your appearance, what they will say? The Muslim. They won't say Ibrahim, Yusuf, whoever it is. But rather they will say Muslim. This Muslim brother did this. They won't use you by your first name because they don't know you. But because of your appearance, the beard alone gives it and say that, you know, that you're a Muslim. Your attire, the kurta, shows that you're a Muslim. And we should respect it. We should honor it. Because it is so beautiful. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq to understand. So my dear respected listeners, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala help us and guide us to be true mu'min whose beautiful character is a reflection of our deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may we be a source of peace and respect to all around us. And let us make a small dua. Ya Allah, just as you have made my physical creation good, make my character good. Allahumma kama hasanta khalki fa hasin khuliki. This is narrated in Musnad Ahmad. We say Jazakallah khairan to you, the listener of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, let's give you the rundown for our shows that are to follow. 11 a.m. will be the news with the Mawlana Zahid Khan, and thereafter will be the Bliss of Marriage, the Wednesday edition. You can send your messages on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. 12 o'clock will be the news hour with Brother Alpha Sinkosi, and thereafter 1 o'clock will be our Dhuhr Azan, and then 1:05 to 1:30 will be this Tafsir of Surah Tawbah, verses 73, and thereafter will be the Tafsir of Surah Al-Imran from 1:30 to 2, so verses 187 to 189. Thereafter 2 p.m. will be the lunch break with Brother Yusuf Ali. 2 to 3 will be with Brother Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the repeat of this morning's Q&A with Mufti A.K. Hussain Saab and Mawlana Salim Kareem and Mawlana Musa Akhudiz Nadisiha. 4 to 5 will be the Urdu lecture by Qari Hanif Multani, and it will be, the title is Zeban Ki Khadafahat Or Gunahu Se Toba. So that will be the lecture by Qari Hanif Multani from 4 to 5. 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7:30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir of Surah At-Tawbah, verses 73. Then 7:30 to 8 will be either Mawlana, it'll be Mawlana Dawood Sidak. 8 to 9 will be part 2 of our program of the medical files with myself and Dr. Amin Melrose. Last week we were discussing obesity, and inshallah we're going to be continuing part 2 of obesity, and that will take us up to 9 p.m. And at 9 p.m. will be our program, and then at 10 o'clock will be Sheikh Anwar Aulaki Al-Shaheed, and then at 11 p.m. will be a lecture, inshallah, and that will take us right up till midnight. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the mid-morning show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Yusuf, every Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays between 10 and 11 a.m. Fi Amanillah. And don't forget, today inshallah, from Dhuhr to Asr, duas are accepted on Wednesday. Please remember us in your esteemed duas. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.